Following a year of what some might call strange weather and historic flooding, a variety of factors have been blamed, such as climate change or river system management techniques. Another theory, perhaps considered more dubious than others because of a lack of serious study, is that Earth's magnetic field is weakening. Recent measurements suggest a rate of at least 5% per decade. Julie Adolphson is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Pleasant Hill. Although she does not subscribe to that theory, she says predicting space weather is difficult.
They're very difficult to predict, but we certainly observe them and measure them and have had effects such as 6 million people losing electricity for almost 3 weeks in the province of Quebec in the late 1980s, for instance.
Also, the recent speed at which magnetic north has been moving has prompted some to ask whether any dire predictions are associated with that observation. Until the last few decades, the field has drifted well under 1 mile per year since the 1800s. Recently, the shifting has sped up to around 34 miles per year.
And in effect, the North and South Pole have been known to flip, if you will, about every 500,000 years, but there's no discernible link from those who study biological, like anthropology, for instance, that this reversal and in the weakening leading up to the reversal has a scientifically credible theory that it's going to make a big difference to life on Earth.
Space weather and terrestrial weather are both influenced by the same source. A NOAA Space Weather Impact Statement does say the sun definitely affects the upper atmosphere, and space weather could affect ozone weakening, navigational systems, and magnetic models that our transportation systems use.
Yes, we've had to recalibrate it in a frequency that we haven't had to do before.
A Danish study published over 10 years ago claimed that Earth's climate is significantly affected by the planet's magnetic field. That idea pitted those scientists against theorists who credit mainly CO2 with warming trends. But even these said the climate system was too complex to draw any conclusions. That is also the view of Adolphson, who says most scientists are not willing to entertain dire predictions.
So there are many things that we've observed and some things we've gotten better at predicting, but it is very complex.
For excerpts, go to our website, kmzu.com. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.